divine. It seems Allegra's a no-show, which is simply a bore. At Alpanium Bridge.
Huh. Would that it were so simple.
Cut. 27 apples, take two.
All right, let's try this. Your line, just say it as I say it. Say your line exactly as I'm about to.
Okay, sure.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were.
Wait, wash my mouth. Would that it were so simple.
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 Dear boy, why do you say that? Why do you say twer?
Well, you said say it like I said.
Yes, but...
Would that it were so simple.
Well, you said it literally. It's interminable, the were. I'm wondering when it'll end. And we shouldn't be wondering, should we? We should be marching right along. Just so simple.
Ah, those Coen brothers. They sure are. I'm looking for something positive to say. They sure are. There's something. There you go. Yeah, they sure are something. I mean, either they're making movies that pretty much have bleak ass endings, or they're making movies nowadays where you really just don't give a fuck about characters no more. But those Coen brothers, they sure are something. Especially when they're making a movie. Well, at least I thought they were making a movie instead of a 100-minute in-joke reference about the movie studio system. But, yeah, not the Coen brothers. They make movies now. And people we talking about, and by we, I mean me, talking about Hail Caesar, directed by Joel and Ethan Coen, written by them, and I believe they produced it and did editing on this as well. And if I'm not mistaken, Richard Dinker, he's the one that shot it. Which, that guy is probably one of the best shooters in the fucking Hollywood industry right now. That guy is amazing. I gotta give him that. But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. We got Josh Brolin, who... And I think this movie was set in 1953, because I believe there was something on the like a background job set in 1953 or something shit like that. I forgot, I'm not gonna lie. And Josh Brolin plays like the studio exec fixer-upper, if you will. He kind of cleans up everybody's dirty laundry. And they're working on a big production film, Hail Caesar, starring George Clooney, who plays Baird Whitlock, who gets mistakenly drugged and pretty much adult-napped getting ready to film probably some of the best scenes of the film, if you will, the more heart and dramatic parts, the parts of the movie where he's supposed to speak to the people. And Josh Brolin, while looking for this guy, who we find out later the communists take him, communist underground writers and stuff like that for Hollywood, they take him, hold him ransom for a bigger cause. And meanwhile, Josh Brolin, as he gets the ransom money together, he goes through a lot of trials and tribulations, clearly, of other people's problems in the studio, such as Scarlett Johansson. She's pregnant without a husband, and he's like, that looks bad in the studio because you can't have a child without a husband. You know, back in the 1950s, obviously. You got Alden, I'm fucking this dude's name up all, Einrich, who was in Beautiful Creatures, the lead character in there. Plays a little country boy. He plays the same thing in here. He's gonna star in his first dramatic role, if you will. He usually plays in Western films where he doesn't say anything, just one-liners. And he's actually gonna play in a dramatic movie directed by Ralph Fiennes. And we just came to find out, wow, this kid really can't fucking act. Who else was he? Got Tilda Swinton playing dual roles here, who plays Thora Thacker and Delilah. I forgot the other chick, her sister's name, where she's constantly looking for an interview with whether it's Josh Brolin's character or Baird Whitlock. I was going to say Channing Tatum, but I guess that really isn't a problem. Matter of fact, I don't think... Yeah, never mind thinking of that. That's pretty much it then, whatever. Okay, so that's pretty much plot now. I mean, people, I'm telling you this right now. There really is no plot to this goddamn movie. It's just like literally skits and scenes, which I'm very comfortable with. Had it not been an hour and 40 fucking minutes. Had it been an hour, I would have been fine with that. And then I would have been easily fine with that. But I don't know. I felt like a lot of my time was probably wasted. Because I kind of left out of this theater just feeling hollow and empty. And that's not to say the movie is terrible. It's just by the end of the movie, I kind of just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, what was the point of that? I mean, I really didn't care about anyone other than the great performances that everyone gives. Let me go over the cast list you got here. You got Josh Brolin, George Clooney. I like this kid. He was in Blue Jasmine. He played a small part in Blue Jasmine, and he was in Beautiful Creatures. I like that movie. Alden Heinrich, Ralph Fiennes, look at Scarlett, the beautiful Scarlett Johansson, lovely, Tilda Swinton, Channing Tatum, Frances McDormand, which I don't even, why the fuck was she even in there? Jonah Hill, I don't know why he's in here too. Who else was in here? I guess that's kind of it now that I think about it. But yeah, huge fucking cast here, and almost a good, everyone in this movie except for probably three of the names, which George and Josh and Alden, everybody else are cameos. They really, I think Channing Tatum has an extended cameo, but literally Jonah Hill is in one scene, people, and it's the scene you see in the trailer. Channing Tatum in two scenes, the scene you see in the trailer, and then actually they're both in the trailer. Frances McDormand, she just barely, she's not even there for a minute, not even gonna lie. Tilda Swinton, I don't know. I kind of felt like the whole dual role thing, I feel like they were trying to do that for last, but I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't funny, and I kind of just found it like, I don't even see why she would waste her time with this, other than it being a Coen Brothers film. Now, let me go ahead and tell you what I like. I love the acting in here. Everybody in here was fucking fantastic. My man Alden here, I'm glad to see that this guy is getting the lead role, because the movie falls around him heavily, which I was shocked to find out, because I was like, all these stars in here and it's following him. And I gotta say, he has some pretty damn good laughs in the film. I was kind of smiling. He's very charming. He has that very, just something about him just feels so humble about him. There's one joke in here I thought was really funny with him, but that shit went on forever, and it was getting to a point where I was just like, all right, you can end this now. Matter of fact, people, I didn't even think there's a trailer based off of it too, and I think that trailer is at least over 2 minutes. I'm gonna put it as the intro for this review and the outro, and you can be the judge of that for yourself. And it ain't gonna be edited or anything like that. Now, that is literally the full trailer, if anything. I'm gonna use that one as the intro. And it's with him and Ralph Fiennes going, I forgot what the term was, but whatever it was. You'll hear it when you hear it. George Clooney is fantastic in this film. I mean, I loved him in this film. But you love George Clooney and everything. I mean, the guy is just a 2-4. Josh Brolin, liked him a lot. But I got to say, what they did for his character, it kind of, I don't know. Like, if they, because Josh Brolin's character, he plays Eddie Mannix in here. And his character is probably mainly the focal point of how all these other characters circle around and I guess come a whole as one film. But I got to say, what his problem necessarily was, it felt so minor and inconclusive that it was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if you should have made that the focal point of the movie, because now I'm just kind of looking at it and going like, really? That's your fucking problem? And basically it is, these guys, they want to, I guess, buy him out from the studio or whatever, because, you know, in the studio, he's just handling all these people with their problems and shit like that, fixing their problems on a constant basis, day-to-day basis, just to please the fat cats up in New York, you know, just to get a paycheck and stuff. Pretty much struggling day by day to get a paycheck. Well, meanwhile, these guys offered him a 10-year contract. He'll never have to look for work again. He'll be making a lot more money, and he won't be working the hours that he worked now, and having to clean up people's mess all the time, too. And it kind of go over a message of like, oh, is that wrong with me to take the easy way out? And it becomes a thing where it's like security over passion, security over passion. And I think the movie did a poor job of handling that, because at the end of the day, you just look at it and go like, it's not really a conflict. I mean, it's not really a problem at all. And, you know, for him, obviously with the movie ending, it ends with him, you know, staying with the passion, obviously, because I guess somewhat of him likes doing it, even though it's I won't say meaningful, because it is a pretty damn good job, I must say, but he stays with that because, you know, It's his passion to keep doing it. I don't know what the fuck wrong with him. I would have took the fucking 10-year contract, but that's just me. Now, getting some of these other characters in here. Jonah Hill, pointless. Not even worth even talking to him. They literally have that one scene, and it's just like, eh, whatever. Scarlett Johansson, I thought she did a fucking amazing job. I thought she was great in here. Probably, it's not my favorite. Her is always going to be my favorite, Scarlett Johansson, and I'm going to go with Don John next, but this is probably up there in my top five Scarlett Johansson performances. But the problem with Scarlett Johansson's role in here is that you literally could have took that whole thing out, and it wouldn't have been any different of a movie. Like, I just felt like a lot of the scenes in here with a lot of the actors were just pointless. Funny as hell in some parts. No, I ain't gonna say funny as hell. I chuckled in this film. I didn't really laugh that hard. The only thing, the only parts I really laughed at was the Alden Heinrich parts. And then the one part in here, too, with Josh Brolin slapping the shit out of George Clooney. Because George Clooney, he got free. Once he got free from the communist people that were holding him, who were very friendly people, by the way, they kind of just... He kind of came back talking some studio nonsense. And Josh Brolin said, you know, shut the fuck up with all this hippie shit. You're gonna conform to this damn movie because you know why? You're an actor and do it. And that was kind of funny. But the rest of the movie, I guess I was looking for something of a deeper meaning because it was the Coen Brothers. But when it got down to it, like an after an hour, I was kind of like, I'm still trying to get what was the point of this fucking movie then. I mean, these people that took George Clooney, I thought it was going to be the focal point of the movie, but it's kind of like not even really all that there. And, you know, we then later find out that Channing Tatum is the leader of this communist group that took George Clooney. And, you know, he's just a simple actor at first who has a pretty good dance scene, number two. And I know people are raving about this scene with Channing Tatum in the dancing and singing part. Saying it was really great and how it was done. I will give it that. It was really great how it was shot and stuff like that. Do I think it was amazing, as everyone else saying? No, not really. I wasn't blown away or anything. I just kind of like... Actually, to be honest, I kind of felt like it was out of place. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Like, the whole movie to me, though, feels like it just kind of came out of nowhere. The pacing was really good. As a technical aspect, I think it's a fucking beautiful film. But I gotta say, it just never once felt like it was very cohesive. I thought the film was just a bunch of skits of gags that came together as one, or at least they tried to make it as one. It almost felt like the Coen Brothers was trying to show you, hey, we're a fan of, 50s cinema. Here, let us show you now. With, I don't want to say parody of the film that they're doing here, but it's somewhere in that vein of it where I can't think of the word. But that's literally what it's kind of doing in a way. I really don't even remember some of the jokes, to be honest. By the time it got to the ending, I was just kind of like, wait, that's it? Oh, okay. I mean, when I say I felt hollow when I left the film or the theater, I was just kind of sitting there and was going like, why is everybody loving this? I don't get this at all. I think that this is a movie that's probably hitting a lot of, I don't know, maybe because I know the Coen Brothers have a huge fan base. I think it's hitting that nostalgia of just how old cinema was done and stuff like that. And for me personally, I just don't give a fuck about that. I mean, because I'm all about the present. I don't really give a shit about the past. And to see something where it's just like, oh, look at us pay homages to this, but, you know, lighten it up with a goofier tone. It's like, I really don't give a shit. I did like the kid from Alden from Beautiful Creatures. I thought he was really charming and funny. And some of his bits was really funny, too, especially, you know, because he's the biggest star next to George Clooney's character. And I think he plays Dalton, Hoyle Doyle, Hobie Doyle, yeah, Hobie Doyle. And he's supposed to be the big superstar and stuff like that, only to realize he can't act because the best he can do is do a bunch of stunts and smile for the camera. But when it comes to dramatic acting, he is country as shit. He's a country bumpkin. I thought that was funny as hell to see that. But not funny in the sense where I was laughing out loud. I was just like, it's got some amusing moments to keep me with the film and keep it going. I don't want to say it was a terrible film. It just never once kept my interest to continue to go. I enjoyed it, but it was on a level of just saying, oh, I like this part. I like this moment. I like this part here. I like this moment. I like this. I like this song. I will say on a technical aspect, it's pretty damn good. It's shot pretty. I mean, there's even some color pattern techniques in here that I thought was really good. And it really reminds you of that. Now, that really reminded me of old school cinema, too. The way they did with the color patterns here. Especially with, you know, showing Jesus. Now, the realest, funniest scene in the fucking movie where I was laughing was when Josh Brolin gathered pretty much all deities of God's children, if you will, as far as like a pastor, a rabbi. I don't know what the other motherfuckers are called. I'm not a religious person, people. And he gathers them all and says, does this picture, since you guys all read the script, does any of this infuse negativity towards Jesus or God or anything like that? And all the rabbi and the priest and all of them, they just start arguing with each other, talking about, you know, your fake God and stuff like that. I thought that was really funny as hell. I'm trying to remember who the fuck was the bigger guy. I can't remember who that was. But that was the funniest scene out the whole film, especially when they were arguing about, you know, what is the rabbi, especially the rabbi was hilarious as shit, because he was like, eh, what do you care about my opinion? I don't have no opinion, really. I mean, he's like, no, nothing wrong with your script. It's just the fact that the rest of these guys are all they got a screw loose in their head right now. But what does who care? I don't really have an opinion about God or nothing like that. And I found that to be really funny. That was some good writing, but I felt like, it almost felt like, not even me, but the movie felt like it hit its peak right there. It was just like, this is literally the best written material we have for the whole movie. Not to say that the movie is written terrible after that, but the rest after it just felt like Saturday Night Live clips, if you will. Well, more educated Saturday Night Live clips, because Saturday Night Live is pretty fucking retarded. So I don't know. I'm following. Oh, and then the whole Channing Tatum too, towards the end. I don't know. It just felt, the third act to me, it just felt really kind of weak. Alden follows Channing Tatum to this house, and George Clooney's in there, he frees him, and then the movie ends with, you know, George Clooney finishing up Hail Caesar, giving up that big grand finale speech that they wanted to give, and then him forgetting his lines, which was pretty funny as hell. And then Josh Brolin ending the day, realizing what job position he took, and it just ended like that. It was just like, oh, okay. Everything just seemed to work out just fine, and just going about his day. I was like, yeah, you Coen brothers, you kind of leave me not really feeling anything for your movies when it comes to the endings. I mean, I'd had probably a better end. I would have been like, oh, a more positive note. But with that ending on here, I was just kind of like, once again, what was the point of this? Other than you making a throwback film or a love letter, if you will, doing a J.J. Abrams love letter, I guess, to old school cinema. Another thing I did like too, though, is I liked that the film, it was taking place on this one big major lot studio, which was Capitol Pictures that they called it here. But if you're from L.A., clearly you can see that they used a little bit of Warner Brothers, Universal. I think it was a little bit of Fox too. I couldn't tell. I saw one of the water tower, which clearly was Warner Brothers and stuff. But I thought that was a pretty unique idea how they did that. The set pieces in here are incredible. The costumes are incredible. The acting is great. I wish that some of these characters were in here a little bit longer instead of for their under a minute cameo that they were doing. But I don't know. I didn't really feel anything more towards this film. I kind of just feel like I wish I would just watch this at home, because I was like, this really was a waste of time coming to this fucking theater, sitting up with these critics. I don't know what it is about this weekend, people. You know, I'm sitting here with these critics for Vampire. I mean, what's that shit called? That zombie movie or whatever. You know, you got critics laughing it up at the literature shit. And then in this movie, you got the critics laughing up at, oh, look what I recognize from, you know, this old cinema here and this old movie here. I'm just like, nobody gives a fuck. Shut the fuck up. So what? You know what fucking movie? You know the Gene Kelly scene. Jesus fucking Christ. All right. No, nobody gives a fuck. You do realize you're sitting in a room full of critics right now, right? So As far as production value, I think that it raises it up just a little bit. So I'm going to go low rent it. I think that this movie does have... I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this film. It just wasn't for me. Probably if you're not a Coen Brothers fan, though, you might find yourself kind of bored. I know Coen Brothers fans are going to fucking love this film. I can already see it. But if the humor doesn't really hit you, or you just don't find it that funny, I don't think this film would have a lot going for you other than if you just being a cinephile and you just like technical aspects of films. But if you're just a general audience, I don't know. I think it'll be hit and miss for you. You'll probably be in the same boat I am, but I think you'd have a better time watching this at home. And that's probably why they should start getting into these VOD releases with these, or probably send me a fucking screener of it to my house so I wouldn't have to go to the theater watch this shit. But nonetheless, low rent it. And I really wish the fucking Coen Brothers would get back to making movies and not fucking 10-minute skits to combine into one film.
Would that it were so simple, trippingly.
Would that it were so simple, trippingly.
I don't say trippingly, say the line trippingly.
Gosh, I can't seem to cinch my saddle up on this, and I...
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so Would that it were so simple. It's...